Grace to and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Every so often you come across the plot of a book, a movie, or a show that just doesn't get resolved before the last page, the closing credits, or the final scene. Don't you just hate that when you get to the end of something and they don't wrap everything up for you? We have season tickets to the Sacramento Broadway series, and to be honest, we don't always know what we are going to see before we go see it. I mean, we know the name, because they tell you the name of the show, but we don't always know what it's about. And this year, there were three shows that we went to that we didn't go to with very much foreknowledge. Jagged Little Pill, Six, and Hadestown. Jagged Little Pill, we knew, featured the music of Alanis Morissette, but we had no idea what the plot of the musical was going to be. Six, we knew, was about the six wives of Henry VIII, but we didn't realize it was going to be a rock concert with no intermission. I mean, it was right there. All we had to do was read it, but anyway. And we knew nothing about Hadestown until Mary Jo Edmondson told me what she had read about it. And even then, I'm not very familiar with Greek mythology, and I'm really not all that interested in it. So hearing that it was about Orpheus and Eurydice's journey into the Greek underworld and their struggle to earn their way out didn't really give me much to go on in terms of what I should expect out of the show. And what I didn't know, even more so, was that it's a tragedy. Spoiler alert. And that at the end of the show, they were going to have to repeat the whole thing over again and try and work their way back out of the Greek underworld. Think of the movie Groundhog Day. Maybe a little more familiar and more like along my wavelength. Doing that day over and over again. Having to endure that same day, having to endure the same struggles, all with the effort of trying to achieve a different result. It's a story that never ends. There is no resolution. It just keeps going and going. We're big fans of the Big Bang Theory in our family. And I don't just mean the theory about creation, but the show. Anyway, see if anybody's paying attention. In an episode in the sixth season of the show, Sheldon, one of the main characters, is troubled by the fact that he's been watching a television show, and after the second season, they canceled it with no notice. And the final episode of the second season ended in a cliffhanger. So he was never going to know what happened. And it drove him crazy. If you've ever seen the show or heard about the show, Sheldon is a bit compulsive, and his compulsive need for closure didn't allow him to let go of the fact that the show had been canceled and he needed to know what happened. Fortunately, his girlfriend Amy is a neuroscientist, and so she thought that she could help cure Sheldon of this need for closure. You know, she's an expert. So she had him begin a number of tasks but didn't let him finish them, thinking that he would get used to being in that space where things weren't done or resolved or finished. And what it seemed to do was actually make him more compulsive about completing things, because in the final scene of that episode, Sheldon goes around and completes every task she hadn't let him complete before he could finally rest and relax. Do you need closure? Or are you okay with things sort of being left undone, unresolved, and ambiguous? Our gospel reading this morning finishes, or actually I should say ends, because it doesn't really finish at the end of Mark's gospel. We read the final eight verses of the gospel, but they don't really provide much of a conclusion, do they? The story of the resurrection is told with little fanfare by Mark. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, went to the tomb very early on that first day of the week, but they didn't seem to have much of a plan. Seems he had to go buy spices after the Sabbath was over. I guess they hadn't figured out they were going to need those. And early in the morning, they head to the tomb and they start wondering, who's going to roll that stone away? Can you imagine if they'd shown up and nobody had? I mean, we only would have gone to the third verse of Mark chapter 16 and the story would have been over and we'd have had real closure. Because the tomb was closed, real closure. Actually, they did better at the 8:30, I gotta be honest with you. But when they get there, the stone has been rolled away. The women are able to enter into the tomb and find that the body that needed anointing was not there as they expected. And they found a young man dressed in white there instead, who told them that Jesus of Nazareth, who had been crucified, has been raised. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And then he told the women to go and to tell the disciples the good news of the resurrection, and tell the disciples to go ahead to Galilee where he will meet them just as he said. So the women left the tomb, but instead of going to tell the disciples, to tell them the good news of the resurrection, they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. The end. Stand up, we're going to sing. Just kidding. That's it. That's where the gospel ends. How's that for closure? Feels a bit unfinished to me. I don't want to be critical. Well, it actually felt a bit unfinished to others. So over the years, scholars have speculated about whether there was actually more to the story than is included in the original manuscript. Now, Easter morning doesn't seem to be the right time to get into a whole conversation about textual criticism and original sources and all that. We could do it if you want. Anybody want to go that route, Easter morning? No. But I don't think this is where the gospel ends. How could it? There must be something more. And we know from the other gospels, in fact, there is. But in Mark, the story is left without a tidy conclusion. And I think that's because it hasn't ended. You see, this is only the beginning of the story of how the world changed as a result of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that story continues to be written today. You are all here this morning, rather than being at home eating brunch, hunting for eggs, because the tomb was empty. Because Jesus was raised from the dead. If the stone hadn't been rolled away, if Jesus hadn't been raised from the dead, we wouldn't be here. We'd be somewhere else doing something else. But it was, and he did. And as a result, the narrative of each of our lives has forever been changed because of what happened. Now, if the women were too afraid to talk about what they had seen, or actually not seen, if they didn't tell the disciples the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, how did the disciples come to hear about it? How did they know to go to Galilee to see him? Furthermore, how did we know to show up this morning? How did we know to come to worship this morning to celebrate the resurrection if the women didn't tell? Because clearly other people did. And the disciples did hear, and we have heard, because they did. Which is why this story doesn't end in Mark's gospel. It didn't end because there were others who were not written about by name who heard the story and they shared it. They didn't let the same fear that silenced the women silence them. No, they did what Sheldon did at the end of that episode of The Big Bang Theory. They picked up where the women left off. Just like Sheldon went back to complete the things that Amy had made him leave and complete, other people completed the task that the women were unable to complete themselves, which has ultimately led us to be here today to discover the empty tomb, in order that we too might be sent to tell others that Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified, has indeed been raised. You see, it's no longer the responsibility of the women at the tomb, or even the young man who was in the tomb. It's now our responsibility to proclaim the good news, because it is good news. This story is now our story to tell. Jesus has been raised from the dead, just as he said. The tomb is empty, so we don't need to stay and dwell upon it, because we are being sent from it to tell other people, just like the woman had been sent. But let us not be afraid. Let us not be afraid to share, to shout, to sing that Christ our Lord is indeed risen today. And let us together continue to tell that story, so this story has no end. Hallelujah. Amen.